Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Oh, Christmas show, oh, Christmas show. Another Cliff and Kendall Christmas show. Yes, it's another Cliff and Kendall Christmas show, everybody. Two jolly old assholes have recently escaped from Santa's loony bin and are now in Busheltown, ready to send another jolt of Christmas cheer straight to your brain. Let's get this Christmas show started.
Hey, Cliff.
Oh, hey, Kendall.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Can you believe it's so close to Christmas? It feels like it's been
feels like it's
5 weeks
Christmas.
Since the last time it was Christmas.
It's funny, Kendall, how time works. First of all, it does march on.
It just gets faster and faster and faster.
No matter what you heard. Then we die. That is the important part. Oh, where is Charles? Is he here? Turn these up, Charles. That's
Cliff, we're talking about Christmas trees today.
Of course we are, Kendall. Thank you for throwing immediately to the topic.
Well, I wanted to tell you.
Lest the listeners get bored of me pushing things like that, as though they would ever get bored. It's not going to happen.
We never get bored of that, Cliff. I just want to keep us on topic. Mr. Snotterbottom's out there hitting the glass.
Calm down. Kendall, Cliff, we are talking about Christmas trees.
We are.
But, and that's an awfully big butt.
It is a huge butt.
It's an awfully big butt I've got here. Kendo, Kendo, your butt. When I talk about your butt and how...
You think of a great big Christmas tree on the White House lawn?
When you're sitting around the Christmas tree lot, you really are sitting around the old Christmas tree lot. Kendo.
Cliff.
Cliff.
This is
Cliff.
An internet talk show hosted by two morbidly obese, jolly, fucking fat fatsos who are beaming to you live coast to coast from Busheltown. We are in a small building adjacent to the KBSA Busheltown station. It is Rye 99. They play all the hits.
Rye 99.
Kendall, we are also on the air if you're listening to this in Busheltown live on KBSA. It is 4:06 a.m. on Sunday morning. We're taping this before. We don't know what the weather conditions are. It is probably windy and dusty.
And I'm going to say traffic is fine.
I'm going to say it's probably fine at like 4:10 in the morning.
But Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Have a very, very Merry Christmas. Talk about your heart's desire. Christmas Eve when you retire. Santa's on his way. Kendall.
Cliff, I want to ask you a question.
Oh, my Lord.
Did you see...
I'm put on the spot, everybody. I feel like I have so many things to say, and none of them are coming to mind.
I know. Well, that's our problem every week. So, Cliff, have you been around the studio lately? You've seen that we all decorated our own Christmas tree.
We did.
Each person made, you know, their Christmas tree like they wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the monstrosity that was Charles Contractor's Christmas tree?
I liked it because... It depends upon your interpretation. Art, we all know. We and Lady Gaga really want you to think about art a lot. And art is what Charles's tree was, because you could take it one of two ways. You could interpret it as...
Did you say fart or art?
Well, here's what I thought, okay? You could take it as the way as he wanted you to know these were the things that encompassed what Charles was. Or you could take it the way he forgot and he went and got all the garbage off the floor of his truck bed.
See, that's the way I'm leaning.
And just shoved it on. But maybe he was like, you know what? This old beef jerky wrapper is me, and it says Christmas to me, just like this half moon pie that he'd sat on.
Well, oddly enough, I had a half eaten sat on moon pie on my Christmas tree, Cliff. And, you know, Mr. Snodbottom,
sorry to bust in on you, Kendall. I know we're talking every second. Kendall and I are vying for attention. We're thinking, is he going to take a breath? Can I get in there? And sometimes we don't even wait for a breath. Sometimes Kendall's in the middle of a word, and I'm like, stop! Stop, Kendall!
Except when Cliff is talking, there's no room for air.
Stop, Kendall. There's no reason to buzz. Kendall, this is me buzzing in. I have something I'd like to contribute. I did have a whole moon pie on my tree, but by the time I got done decorating the rest of it, I was too hungry and I had to eat it. So this is just the wrapper, which is next, oddly enough, next to my wrapper that has the rapper Eminem on it. He's given the one of those fingers on each hand up. That's to the people who want to co-opt Christmas and just commercialize it. And then my Eminem is oddly enough right next to that my chocolate Eminem ornament, which is the red ornament. He's just there. He's the red Eminem. Splat plastic, or I would have eaten him too. Everybody,
I think you tried, didn't you?
He does have one bite mark out of him. But Kendall, 10 minutes ago, you were telling a story. Let's go back to that.
Well, I was just saying that Mr. Snodbottom is, you know, wanted to make it fun around here and Everybody do their own Christmas tree.
Wanted to cheer
it's
us
a wonderful
all up.
Idea. Yeah. Love it.
Love it.
Mrs. Potter Butter Butter, she did the doily tree. It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. She also did what I thought was daring and unique. She did the old school lit candles on the tree.
Well, it is beautiful, but it terrifies me here in Busheltown.
I'm afraid
a windstorm might knock it over.
Plus, you never know if Charles might just like bump his or we, one of our many suitcase-like hips, into the tree, and one of the doilies just swings into the candle. Mm-hmm. But Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Children swears, she said, you know, when she was a girl, they lived out, didn't have electricity, and they every year in their one-room shack never did burn down.
Well, she did it for many years, so we'll trust her tonight.
Many a year. Kendall, the show is almost over, but what is it that we're talking about?
Cliff, I've been trying to talk about it for 40 minutes. Christmas trees.
Christmas trees.
Cliff, the first printed reference.
They love it.
The first printed reference to a Christmas tree appeared in Germany in 1531. Can you believe that Christmas trees have been around that long?
Can you believe it? It's a news bulletin, Kendall. Did you know that in 1979, listen, right before we were born, everybody, 79.
Oh my God, that sounded like so long ago until you realized that I'm so close to that age.
1804, everybody. The war between the states was just starting to brew. No, Kendall, this was 1979. The national Christmas tree was not even lighted except for the top ornament. Did you know why? It's because they were honoring the American hostages in where? But Iran.
I should have ran when I had that pizza coming at me.
Ran to my Christmas tree. Glad. Kendall, I'm so glad. Didn't they release those hostages? Was that what Argo was about? Cliff. Bulletin, they have released the Iran hostages, everybody.
Cliff, if you love oxygen, have I got a fun fact for you.
Oh, I feel like we're in our fun fact listener non-favorite segment, fun facts.
First of all, I just want to apologize to listeners. Mrs. Pussy Bottom made this moonshine, and she makes it in Mrs. Pussy Bottom.
She does. She makes it in her studio.
Yeah. And so she brews it up there.
The moonshine machinery is what takes up most of the building.
Yeah, and it's a moon pie shot. A moon pie flavored moonshine, Cliff. It's wonderful, and I love it.
It is really good, and I do appreciate. She gave it to us. She said, "Welcome to the team." As like
a little mason jar with a ribbon around it. It was beautiful.
I loved it. I loved it.
Anyway, Cliff, if you love oxygen, have I got a fact for you?
I love them both. An Tell me acre, about, suddenly about oxygen.
I've been trying to tell you about oxygen, Cliff. An acre of Christmas trees provides the daily oxygen required for 18 people.
Oh. 18. 16 and us.
Aren't Christmas trees, they're giving, Cliff. They give all year round.
They give. Yes, give it. Give it. Be like a Christmas tree this year,
and
everybody.
Give it.
And give it. Give it. Give it. Give Kendall, it, do you know it, this? It, the first it, Christmas tree, it, no less. The first Christmas tree retail lot in the U.S. was started way back in 1851 in my home state of New York by Mark Carr.
Oh, Cliff, that's wonderful.
It was. Kendall,
well, I'm looking at the email from the writers right here.
It is the same mass email that we got. Uh-huh. That is normal occurrence. here on the show. This is the show. If you're listening, like, well, is this the show? Is it going to start? This is it. This is the show.
We've already begun.
It's a Christmas show. If you didn't know, we're in Busheltown here. Kendall, why do you have that roll of $100 bills?
Oh, well, Cliff, Mr. Snodbottom.
He's got it out here, like, he's setting them out, looking at the serial numbers. What are you doing?
Well, look, I told Mr. Snodbottom that whenever he gives me my paycheck for the week that I just wasted in Busheltown. You know, I go out and I buy food. I buy tons and tons and tons of food because I'm enormous. So I said, please, Mr. Snodbottom, just save my paychecks. Don't let me have the money.
Yeah. Good thinking.
But then he said, Kendall boy, I'm not holding this for you anymore. This is ridiculous. You can manage your own money.
All right.
Yeah, you. And so anyway, he gave me all these hundreds, and I can't use them anywhere. We're in Busheltown. Nobody has changed for 100. I just got tons and tons of hundreds in my face.
Kendall, didn't Daddy Warbucks have a song about that? Annie.
I've got too many hundreds spilling out of my tuxedo.
Was that a song from Annie?
I'm pretty sure. And then Annie was like, I've got to eat dirt because I'm poor. And yeah, I think that's what it was, everybody. Glad we got that cleared up.
Kendall, Cliff, did you know, you know, a dark, dark Christmas tree is a sad thing?
Oh, doesn't your heart break?
Way back in 1882, Thomas Edison's assistant, Edward Johnson, came up with the idea for electric lights, and he brought light to our Christmas trees ever since.
Light of the world, shine down from Bethlehem. Kindle on a Christmas tree, do you know this? Think of the time, everybody, that people put into the Christmas trees. Because our Christmas trees, it takes an average of 7 to 10 years for them to mature.
Oh, no. It takes way longer for us to mature.
We're waiting for it to happen. Oh, my God. Listeners, everybody, this is our 7th Christmas on the air.
Oh, my.
This is our 7th Christmas on the air. 7 years.
Seven very long years.
7 years, and we have not matured yet. We did not start this show as infants either. We were 20-something, and we're 30-something.
Oh, and it's a TV show now. Oh, Cliff, Mr. Snodbottom is looking at his watch, and he's saying we're supposed to be doing our new segment. We are like 11 minutes into the show.
I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. Whoa. All right, we're going to take a break from Christmas here.
Just for a second.
Momentarily, everybody, if you'll just take off your stocking or put it up.
Pull off your stocking, put it back on the shelf so we can do another segment.
Put it in your stocking, everybody. Kendall, this is a new segment that we've got. It's a spin on a game listeners may have played by themselves at home. No, well, not really by themselves, but with friends at home. Well, if they're bored of playing the Cliff and Kendall drinking game, how could you be?
You're in trouble if you are.
If you're interested.
You're probably passed out by now if you are.
you're definitely passed out by now.
Take another shot.
Take another one. If you are interested in the rules for the Cliff and Kendall drinking game, they are always on cliffandkendall.blogspot.com over on the right-hand side of the blog. But anyway, drunks at home, this is another game. It's a spin on a game that I truly played way back when, everybody. When I played it as a boy, it was called Fuck, Marry, Kill. And listeners who maybe watched 30 Rock know it as Boff, Marry, Kill, which is network sanitized. We are going further.
Well, Busheltown is so strict. Here.
Well, you know, Mrs. Pussybottom has said, you know what, let it fly, be yourself. But what I want to do in being myself, I want to keep it positive for everybody. Okay, everybody? We need our...
Keep it positive.
We do. I want to keep it positive. I want to keep it on the plus side. Yad, yad. That's what my weight goes on the plus side every weekend. Plus is up. 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 But anyway, everybody, this is 20 minutes in to our new segment. We don't really have a title for it yet, but here's our explanation of it. You know, I like to call it have consensual intercourse with, build a life together. Because I think marriage, I think it's a weighing down. I feel like it's shackles. I feel like it's slavery. I feel like it's, do you want to be a slave and tied down, chained
Some people like slave.
For eternity.
I mean, not like that, tied down.
I think marriage itself sounds terrible. Sounds like miscarriage. It just sounds terrible. It's awful. But anyway, so I build a life.
But how do you really feel?
build a life together with. Sounds just so peaceful and loving, doesn't it? And then the other way, I don't want to kill, but how about put down humanely? Let's put them down humanely with love, everybody. So which would you do?
5 minutes into the explanation of this segment.
Which would you do? We're going to give each other lists, and we're going to put them into those categories. Would we have consensual intercourse with, build a life together with, or put down?
All right, Cliff. Well, first group I wanted to keep together, categorized. So here we go. Three presidents, Cliff.
Okay.
President Obama.
Uh-huh.
President Bush.
Yeah.
And President Bill Clinton. That's George W.
But W. All right, let's see. I will have consensual intercourse with Bill, that horny toad.
Well, because he's used to it. He does it all the time.
It's just another day in paradise for him. I will build a life together with President Obama, because why not? Sounds good. He's cool and beloved in Hollywood. You can imagine the heights Obama and I could scale. And then, of course, put him down humanely. We're going to waterboard him humanely, everybody.
That's the only thing anyone should do.
George W. Sorry, well, sorry, Dubs. I know we dedicated our whole 250th episode to you, but sorry, GW.
Well, I have to agree with you wholeheartedly on that list.
Okay. Kendall, this is a great segment. I love this segment.
I love it already.
Kendall, would you have consensual intercourse with, build a life together with, or put down humanely? When I'm talking about people, I'm talking about these three. Sharon Stone, Oliver Stone, or Stone Phillips?
Stone Phillips.
Of Dateline NBC fame.
What were the first two?
Sharon Stone.
I got so taken away by Stone Phillips.
We know which one he's going to have consensual intercourse with, don't we, everybody? Stone Phillips, Sharon Stone, or Oliver Stone?
Well, let's see. I'll have consensual sex with Oliver Stone.
Okay.
Right. I'll have consensual sex with Sharon Stone.
You're going to have consensual sex with all of them. It's four-way.
And I'll build a life with Brian Williams because he'll be really smart and take us far.
He would. So which one are you putting down humanely?
Oh.
You're boning Oliver Stone and Sharon Stone. Is that your final answer? See
how my life works? I'm like, well, I'll have sex with those two.
How is life works? Constant threesomes, everybody.
Let's see.
I'll
put down Oliver Stone.
He can't decide. Who would I have? Sharon or Oliver? Who can tell? All right, everybody, that's a great answer to that. The moon pie moonshine is hitting home.
It's hitting home. Cliff, what about Zac Efron?
Oh.
Shia LaBeouf. Oh. And Emma Watson.
Let's think. Well, obviously you gotta have consensual intercourse with Zac Efron. No question. No question.
But if you built a life with Zac Efron, you'd have consensual sex with him all the time.
No question. See, I feel like to build a life with is like maybe you have a boring, meaning average, meaning platonic marriage where there is no sex.
Oh.
A sexless marriage.
I like how you really thought that through. It's a sexless marriage.
Because otherwise, it's like, well, bone and bone forever are two different things. Uh-oh.
The pizza's here.
It's here, everybody. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
Friends, here's a wonderful Christmas gift for anyone who smokes. Because it says, Merry Christmas and Happy Smoking 200 times. Yes, 10 packs of those better-tasting Luckies. All done up for Christmas in a beautiful carton, created just for Lucky Strike by the famous designer, Mr. Raymond Loy. It'll look so bright and colorful under your Christmas tree, and it's such a welcome gift to anyone who enjoys a good smoke. That's why you can't go wrong if you remember your friends with these colorful Christmas cartons of Lucky Strike.
Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Hey, everybody. I don't know if you might have heard, but our first lady of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, whose voice you just heard, has had a child, whom we're referring to as Cliff and Kendall's first baby.
Recently, I had a chance to go into the recording studio with the first baby of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, now 4 months old, and we recorded a Christmas duet for everyone, and I'd like to share that with you now.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, how's about you guiding my sleigh tonight?
Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, whoopee! Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history!
So Kibo, who's your favorite of Santa's reindeer?
Well, Rudolph, of course!
What is it about Rudolph that makes him so special to you, Keebs?
Shines the light of hope for all to see.
Well put.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then how the reindeer loved him,
they loved him,
as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
That's right.
Oh, we're back?
All right, we are back. Mr. Snowbum has informed us we are contractually obligated to finish the game.
Even though the pizza's here.
The pizza is here. I'm going to have a bite. All right, Kendall, I don't know what we were saying right when we left. I have one more list for you.
All right.
Michelle Obama. Speaking of Obamas, Michelle Obama.
They make it on every list.
Michelle Pfeiffer and Michelle Bachmann.
Well, I think we all know who I'm putting down. Michelle Bachmann.
Bye-bye, Bachmann. We need the gun sound. Charles, where's my gun?
Who was the second one?
Michelle Obama and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Pfeiffer.
Pfeiffer, I hardly know her.
I would have mutual sex with Michelle Pfeiffer. And I would build a life with Michelle Obama. We both are building life with the Obamas.
Look at us. Look, if the Obamas ever divorce, look no further. Your new life partners are right here. All right. Kendall, I love that game. We love it so much, we kept playing after the break. And now we're back to Christmas trees, everybody.
And Cliff?
And we're back. Did we even mention that we're back? Do listeners know this is not still the commercial break?
I don't think people know we're on the air. They think that we're just oblivious to the air. And we're just playing a game.
Who is this, is what most people would be thinking. Were they listening?
Which, Cliff? It's very, very funny.
Oh, that's no joke.
It's no joke. We're pulling out an old favorite and telling some bad joke.
Bad joke. Bad Christmas jokes. It's Christmas, everybody. Cliff, Merry Christmas.
Speaking of Christmas.
Yeah.
It was Christmas and the judge was in a merry mood. As he asked the prisoner, what are you charged with?
Uh-oh.
Doing my Christmas shopping early, replied the defendant. And the judge said, that's no offense. And he said, it is if you do it before the shops are open.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Cliff, he was stealing that shit.
Uh-oh. Kendall.
Cliff.
Jennifer. Sorry, I have pizza in my mouth, everybody. Let me put another little piece in there before I start to jump. Jennifer. Jennifer was a pretty 18-year-old girl, everybody. In the week before Christmas, she sauntered up to the curtain counter. I don't know where that is. Don't ask. And was trying to decide which of the many types of tinsel she would buy. Finally, she made her choice and asked the spotty youth who was manning the fabric section, "How much is this gold tinsel garland?" The spotty youth pointed to the Christmas mistletoe above the counter and said, "Well, this week we have a special offer. Just one kiss per meter." They use the metric system at this store. And, "Wow, that's great," said Jennifer. "I'll take 12 meters. With expectation and anticipation written all over his face, Kendall the boy measured out the tinsel, wrapped up the garland, and just gave it right to Jennifer. And she then called to an old man who had been browsing through the Christmas trees and said, "Well, my grandpa will settle the bill."
Oh. We're both so excited when it's the other person's turn to tell a joke so we can stuff our face with pizza.
I know, so joke it up.
Cliff, the TV game show was really close.
Oh.
One contestant was asked to name two of Santa's reindeer.
Oh.
Just like a game show on our show.
Oh.
And the contestant gave a sigh, thinking that he had finally been given an easy question. "Rudolph and Olive," he said. And the host asked the contestant, "We'll accept Rudolph, but can you explain Olive?" And the man looked at the host and said, "You know, Olive the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names."
That's what the show host then said.
Wrong.
Sorry. You lose.
Much like you say to me on every game show we play.
He was like, "What is this songs you should know? Who are you, Kendall?" Kendall, why? Speaking of questions.
Oh, why?
Why, Kendall? Why?
Why? We got a pizza.
Why? Oh, no. Why are women's breasts like a train set a kid gets at Christmas time?
Oh, I don't know, Cliff. They have headlights. I don't know.
No, Kendall, because that's because they were originally made for children, but the father wants to play with them. Whoa. Kendall, what do the female reindeer do when Santa takes the male reindeer out on Christmas Eve?
Oh, what the hell does he do?
Oh, they go into town and blow a few bucks.
Oh, okay. I have to hit that sound effect because your hands are full with pizza.
Oh, it's just my mouth. Sorry.
What do you get if you cross an apple and a Christmas tree?
I don't know.
Oh, it's a pineapple.
Oh.
And finally, Cliff, finally, What did Mrs. Claus say to Santa when she looked up in the sky?
I don't know.
Oh, she said it looks like reindeer.
Oh. Kendall, double finally.
Double.
Why is Christmas just like a day at the office?
Oh, I don't know why.
Oh, because you do all the work and the fat guy with the suit gets all the credit.
Ain't it the truth? Damn it, Santa.
Only around here it's the two fat guys behind the microphones that get all the credit.
Yep. Mm. And Cliff, that's all the time we have for bad jokes.
Oh. I want you to know I'm not throwing to sad music when I say it is so sad that we have no more pizza.
It's the most sad thing I've ever heard in my life.
It is the saddest thing I've heard, at least in the last, since a certain national tragedy I will not mention, that I don't have taps to play it. Charles, what have you done? What have you done, Charles?
He's missed a few of them.
Charles.
He's missed a few, Cliff.
Come on.
You know what? He's pretty.
This is not an appropriate sound to play after skirting around the issue of September 11th.
Cliff,
not appropriate, Charles. Mr. Snowbine, would you please get Charles on it?
Look, he's looking for him now.
Yeah, okay, good.
Cliff, If there's one thing I think about when I think of Charles, it's stupid.
If there's one thing I think about when I think about Charles, it's stupid. It's stupid.
It's time for Kendall's Stupid Questions. Christmas edition. Whoa. Oh, Cliff, I got some stupid questions for you. I'm so excited. I sent the writers an email
it
and I said...
It feels like Christmas.
And I said, I want Christmas-specific stupid questions.
Oh.
And that's what they brought back.
They sent you a few of those. They faxed us over these questions. I'm ready to give you some brilliant answers.
As always.
Stupid questions.
If you could indulge in one type... Oh. If you could indulge in one type of cookie this holiday season, which cookie would you choose? Only one.
For Christmas, Kendall, it's got to be the snickeriest of doodles, the snickerdoodle.
Oh, that was quite a quick response.
Kendall, I love back in L.A. Oh, I miss right down from my apartment. Kendall, I didn't have to get on the 405 for fucking once. right down from a place I lived in LA. There was an old place that sold just real cheap groceries. And I would get the whole box of snickerdoodles. And they were like bakery fresh. And they were so soft. And it was like heaven. And I would eat all those, like most of them on the way home. And then the rest of them while I was making dinner. And it was just heaven, everybody. Heaven.
Well, Cliff, it was a quick answer, but a long explanation.
I want everybody to be there with me. Come with me.
Cliff, if you're, in your opinion, what would be the ideal temperature for Christmas Day?
30 with a 80% chance of snow, snow, snow.
Well, definitely snow, but if I could have snow at like 50 degrees, I'd be happy.
Kendall, have you heard of science? Science, science.
I mean, if it's possible, if it were ever possible.
No, snow at 50.
That's it.
You want snow? When are you gonna wrap up? You gotta bundle up, Kendall. That's what makes cozy. Cozy implies that there's a non-cozy.
I'm not cozy in the
cozy
freezing rain.
Cozy does
in the freezing
not.
Cold.
Yeah, Kendall, we'll have this long discussion later.
Anyway, Cliff, if you were creating a movie.
Yes.
About toys coming to life. Which toy would be your main character?
Toy. Which molded wiener? No. Not those.
Not those kind
of
toys,
please. Toys. No. Okay, what I would choose, because as a sheltered youth who had few friends, I used to make a television show with my dad.
This has been a heavy episode of those.
Yeah.
All that pizza.
Sorry, it's heavy flow day, everybody.
heavy flow.
I used to make a show.
You're on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
With my dad's camcorder. And it starred my action figures. And the stars of that action figure sitcom were a Two-Face action figure from the Batman animated series and his wife, Whoopi Goldberg, from Star Trek. And so, if there were a movie about toys coming to life, who could I pick but those two action figures?
Well, you had a great answer for that as well, Cliff.
Wonderful answers.
Not
these
so stupid answers this time.
Unrehearsed. These are deep looks into my soul.
They really are. See, who knew? See, Christmas always pulls it out of you, Cliff.
Give it up for Christmas, everybody.
And finally, Cliff, one more question for you. If you were asked to concoct a special Christmas dessert for a fancy restaurant, what would that dessert be?
A special Christmas dessert, Kendall. I am talking. Let's do like a Christmas trifle. One of those big puddings in a bowl, and let's like layer. Let's layer like Christmas cookies and like eggnog custard and peppermint bark and all those great things. Let's just mush it all together, eat it at once. Give it up for me and that dessert.
I can see you in the New York magazines now.
And it's a huge punch bowl of dessert is what you get.
And you're just saying what you want to eat right now.
Frankly, I'd like a punch bowl of dessert. Mr. Snobbottom, where is Austin? Have him get a punch bowl. Fill it with desserts. Have it in the office.
Cliff, that's all the time we have for Stupid Questions.
Oh, no. Kendall, Christmas trees, have we even mentioned that was the topic of today's show? Has that even come up?
Once or twice in the last 4 hours, yes, we've talked about it. Just enough, Cliff. Just enough to where our listeners are sad that we didn't talk about it more.
I'm sad. You're sad. We're all sad.
We're all sad for Christmas trees. No, Cliff. If our Cliffners, they're little monsters.
Charles, we need the bloop. We need that one, Charles.
Cliff, our listeners love Christmas trees as much as we do.
Oh, God. Could they? Is that a possibility?
No, I know they're not, but even the listeners that don't love them as much as us, go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT, and listen to us on KBSH at 4 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Roy. 99. I love a Christmas tree, Kendall. Don't you love Christmas trees?
Oh, I love them.
Have we talked about how much we love them? Kendall, the
Did we mention it was a Christmas tree show?
Have we mentioned that it's the holiday season? So whoop-de-doop and dickery-dock, and don't forget to hang up your sock. Kendall, Christmas is not as much about opening our presents as opening our hearts. And Janice
beautiful.
Made a tear.
Beautiful, Janice.
Made a tear come in my tear. Eye. When she said that, everybody.
She did. And Cliff, the perfect the perfect Christmas tree. All Christmas trees are perfect.
All Christmas trees are perfect.
That's Charles N. Barnard.
Barney.
Barnard.
Charlie Barney is what I'd have called him if I'd have known him, and he would have not liked it, but I would have kept it up anyway because I like it. Kendall, this is the message of Christmas. We are not alone.
You are not alone.
And that was said by Taylor Caldwell. And don't you feel it. Listeners, if you're out there, if you're feeling alone, you're not. We are there with you. We're going through life's travails and suffering. It's slings and arrows.
You right can always you. Become friends with the Domino pizza delivery guy that comes to your door every night.
I've tried, but Kendall, the one who repeated on me in L.A., the one from Papa John's, he just always gave me such smug looks. Like, I can't believe I have to see you again. Pizza should be ordered once every 6 months, not twice every 6 days. Well Cliff, fuck you, same pizza shape
of
boy.
A same shape of a pizza is a Christmas tree. Never worry about the size of your Christmas tree.
A pizza slice.
Pizza slice, right. Yeah. Never worry about the size of your Christmas tree. In the eyes of children, they are all 30 feet tall, and that was Larry Wilde.
Oh, Larry, you said it
Larry.
Right. You said it right, Larry.
Cliff, do you have another quote, or is it time to go home? Take us home.
My next quote is this, Kendall. Take me home, oh Christmas tree. Oh Christmas tree, how lovely are thy branches. Not only green in summertime, but also in the wintertime. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree. How lovely are thy branches. I'm Cliff. Merry Christmas, everybody. This is a Christmas show.
And I'm Kendall. Merry Christmas. We'll see you here next week.
We sure will.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
While you dress the tree in splendor, like a rainbow in the snow, I'll hang stockings by the chimney, then turn the lights down low.
Christmas tree.